Welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thank you for your support during this fall membership pledge drive. With the November election less than a month away, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is in South Florida for a number of campaign events. He'll be speaking at the Little Haiti Cultural Center and then heading to Little Havana before an NBC town hall at the Perez Art Museum tonight. The former vice president's visit comes as President Trump remains hospitalized for COVID-19 at the Walter Reed Memorial Hospital. The coronavirus is expected to be a main piece of Biden's conversations with voters. Today's also the final day to register to vote in Florida to participate in the November election. We recently spoke with the Miami Herald's David Smiley.
Well, Joe Biden, at this point, with people voting in Florida, mail ballots are out. His campaign says he is trying to broaden his coalition. He's basically just trying to win over. He is still persuading voters, trying to win over largely Hispanic voters and Black voters in South Florida, which in a majority minority county make up the bulk of the voting base. And his campaign clearly is seeing what polls are suggesting, which is that he's doing well with Hispanic voters and Black voters in Miami-Dade County, which is Florida's most populous county. There are 1.5 million voters registered in Miami-Dade County. But he probably could be doing better. And so he is coming down today, I think, to show deference, to show these communities that he cares and is showing up to talk to them in person, as opposed to sending surrogates or spending a bunch of money on TV ads, all of which he's doing. But his campaign believes a personal appearance is necessary.
When Kamala Harris visited Doral last month, she got a lot of pushback for not visiting Little Haiti as part of the time here. How's the Biden campaign seeking to improve their standing in that community?
Well, one of Biden's visits today is to the city of Miami's Little Haiti Cultural Complex. And so I don't know much about the details yet at this point, but we do know he is meeting with Haitian Americans in Miami. Whether this was planned as a direct result of the criticism they received, I do not know that. But it certainly does seem to be something that the campaign chose to do in order to mollify those concerns.
You know, Biden's visit comes as the president remains hospitalized for the coronavirus and numerous members of his staff have tested positive. Former Vice President Biden has tested negative, but rapid tests aren't always accurate. What precautions is the campaign taking for his safety and also the safety of others?
Well, Joe Biden is now, his campaign is now releasing, or at least they say they will release all of the results of his testing. So that is one transparency measure that they are taking that is new. But they have consistently said that all of their campaign events are and will be socially distanced and conducted in accordance with local coronavirus restrictions. Harris's visit to Miami was pretty limited in terms of the press that they allowed to cover her visit. She really didn't come into close contact with much of anyone outside of a small group of people that met with her at Florida Memorial University. And for Joe Biden, it's much of the same. It's limiting the press. It sounds like they're not even going to credential reporters for the town hall in NBC tonight outside of the pool. That's the group of reporters that's following him around. So they're really limiting people who are coming into any kind of close proximity with him. And they're trying to organize very structured and restricted events so that he can go into neighborhoods, into communities, and campaign in person, but without having to have the risk of potentially coming into contact with a number of people with whom the campaign can't sort of regulate who's coming in and who's coming out.
So new polling data following last week's debate found that Biden's support among Hispanic voters continues to grow, especially Miami-Dade County. What are some of the takeaways from that poll?
Well, as you mentioned, with Hispanic voters, the Ben Dixon and Amandi International poll for the Miami Herald that we released today, really the big numbers are that he moved from being behind Trump with Hispanic voters by 1 point to being ahead by 9 points. And the real movement below that number is with Cuban Americans. Trump losing ground with Cuban Americans and Biden gaining ground. Now it's one poll. These are sub-samples, so it's a smaller sample size than what you would see in the larger poll, which gauged support in Miami-Dade County overall. So I would definitely caution people from making too much of it. There are, polls are subject to margins of error, but this survey does seem to suggest that the large amount of money that Biden and his allies are spending on TV in Spanish language, most importantly, are helping to boost his standing, and also, you know, raise the question as to whether the debate on Tuesday night, Trump testing positive for coronavirus, all of these things going on while this poll was in the field, might have pushed voters toward Biden or away from Trump.
So how important will it be for either candidate to win significant numbers in Florida's biggest counties in order to take the state in November?
Well, if you look at Miami-Dade County in 2016, Trump won Florida by about 112,000 votes, but he lost Miami-Dade County by almost 300,000. So if you want to look at it another way, basically Donald Trump won 66 of the state's counties by about 412,000 votes, right? So he put himself in a very big hole in Miami-Dade County that he was able to claw his way out of. I think there's reason to believe that Trump will not do as well in the other 66 this time around, but we should also expect him to do better in Miami-Dade County. So, you know, the most populous counties have the most votes to win, and you get your most bang for your buck, essentially, whether it's going to visit in person and getting earned media through newspapers and on TV and radio, or whether it's spending money on TV. And for Trump and for Biden, you know, if you have 5% undecided voters in Miami-Dade County, that's a pretty small number. But on the other hand, in a county of 1.5 million voters, you're still approaching a number that's going to be close to 100,000. So there's still, even if most people have made up their minds in these large counties, there's still a significant number of votes to be had. And we know Florida has a fairly long history at this point of elections being decided by pretty small margins.
So how much do we know Biden's campaign and even former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, how much they're spending in Florida?
Well, Mike Bloomberg has said he will spend $100 million in the state of Florida. And I think at this point we should take him at his word, because he has put out a number of press releases announcing his dedications from that pot of money. For Biden, I do not know the entire number, but I can say that just looking at TV spending, Politico has done a lot of good reporting on just how much money is being spent in Florida on TV this election cycle, and we've already shattered the record set in 2016. So the campaigns are easily going to spend more than $250 million in the state trying to win over voters or push their voters to the polls.
Today is the final day for voter registration in the state. Do we know if either party holds an advantage right now in registration?
Yeah, so Democrats continue to hold an advantage over Republicans. We don't know what the final number is going to be. Future voters still have a couple of hours to register. But we just heard the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida say that he has reason to believe the final advantage that Democrats hold over Republicans going into the election will be around 180,000, which might sound good, but Democrats had somewhere around 350,000 more voters than Republicans going into the 2016 election. And I think that's a huge red flag for Democrats. They are talking a lot about how many mail ballots are going out to Democrats this election. But if you have fewer voters in comparison to your opponent than you did 4 years ago when you lost, that's not a good sign. And Florida Republicans have consistently shown that they are better at turning out their voters in Florida than Democrats. So I think that's a big problem for Biden in Florida.
It is the last day to register to vote, but it's an easy process. Could you remind people of how to do it, please?
Yeah, you can go online. Go to your local county supervisor of elections office. You can go to their website, and there should be fairly simple directions online to help direct you. I know there are on the Miami-Dade County Supervisor of Elections website. You can call them. Hopefully, if you try to do it online, it should be fairly simple.
That was the Miami Herald's David Smiley. Stay tuned to All Things Considered as we give you updates on Joe Biden's visit to Miami today. Well, still to come, how is South Florida's hospitality industry making a comeback?